Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Nun Dalid. Just scheduling note, we have been through the 3.5 months now of nothing from the last cycle. Tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, the daf will be put up from the last cycle. The next two will be up, Nun Hey and Nun Vav, and then B'ez Hashem will pick up again with daf Nun Zayin, which means that today's daf is a finishing, those who have been listening, a finishing of an entire cycle of Shas in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we've had the schus of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, and B'ez Hashem, we should just keep learning together every single day, as Rav Meir Shapiro laid out for us. Okay, so today's daf is daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. We're in the sugyas of Knas Kone Shogig Atu Mezid. So the question is, if there is a gzera that Chazal make because of a certain reason, for example, Hezek Sheino Nikar, if you hold Loshme Hezek, and therefore one is going to be pater, but maybe if you did it b'mezid, we don't want people going and being mazik other people's property, even b'shogeg. So, in certain cases, the chazal were kones, b'mezid, and maybe even b'shogeg. That was a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara is now going to go back into, we answered some of the steerers, but we still have a problem. Verami. Let's start with Verami, about 12 lines up from the bottom, on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Verami, Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir, Bidda Oraisa. We just described that Rabbi Meir holds that by dinim d'araisa, in the world of d'araisa, we're not gozer shogigot tumezid, while by dinim d'rabanim, we are gozer shogigot tumezid. And the opposite for Rabbi Yehuda, so the question here is on both, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Keep in mind the Isra of Maisa Shabbos, as is described here, as I mentioned to you, the Shmir Shabbos has a summary of this in Siman Lama Dalid in the Mavo to Hilcha Shabbos, and he quotes, Ha'osa b'Shabbos malacha shi'isur min ha-Torah, there's isurei d'araisa that you do b'shogeg, isurei d'araisa that you do b'mezid, isurei d'rabana that you do b'shogeg, b'mezid, all the different halachas of what we paskin. There's a three-way machlokas tanoim, as we have here, and as is quoted elsewhere in Shas, but it's important to know what we paskin and what halacha. There is an important prima gadim, though. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the prima Magadim in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, who says that if there is ever a machlokas aposkim about anything, so even if we're generally machmir for the shita that says something is usur, but if somebody acts based on the lenient opinion, though das yachid, there is no maisa Shabbos, which happens to be. What if somebody goes to somebody's house and they warm something up or this? There's any type of case that comes up. Most of the time, there is something, yishmi amalismoch, for what somebody does. And if that's true, then mitzidi, there is no isser of maisa Shabbos. That's an important prima gadim, l'halacha l'maisa. As long as there is a machlokas aposkim and there's some authoritative posek that says otherwise, that says like the other shita, then that does not create maisa Shabbos. Okay, so now let's get back into the sugya. So, Varami, Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir, Bid Daraisa. So, even within the world of Daraisa, we just said maybe Rabbi Meir has a chilik, whether you're kones, whether you find shogigatu mezid, Daraisa versus Darabanan. But now let's ask a seer within Daraisa. Earlier, Rabbi Meir was not kones shogigatu mezid. What about this case? Tatanya, the Braisa says, Hanotea b'Shabbos, if somebody plants on Shabbos. Asa Daraisa, the first malacha. Zorea, or Choresh, depending on your order. Hanotea b'Shabbos, which is it's within Zorea, whether it's Tolda or an Av discussion in Masecha Shabbos. Hanotea b'Shabbos, b'Shogeg Yikayim. If it was on b'Shogeg, you're allowed to keep the plant there. B'Mezid Ya'akor, but if it was b'Mezid, you have to rip out the plant. U'B'Shviyas, Bain b'shogeg b'mezid yakar. Div Rabbi Meir. Meir says by shmita, if somebody in a prohibited manner, right? It's usher. He plants during shmita, so you have to rip it out, even if it was done b'shogeg. So here you see, even b'shogeg, Rabbi Meir is gozer. This is a daraisa by shvius. And while earlier we said he's not gozer, that's already the stira. Rabbi Yehuda also. Rabbi Yehuda earlier said we are gozer, and here Rabbi Yehuda Omer. B'shvius b'shogeg yikayim b'mezid yakar. He's more meko by shmita. U'b'shabbos b'shogeg b'mezid yakar. And by Shabbos you have to be okay even if it was b'shogeg. So the Gemara asks, isn't that a sira within Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, but wait a minute. Within the Braisa itself you have a problem. Ula taimech tikshi l'cha higufa. Within the Braisa, michdi, hadaraisa v'hadaraisa. The isra planting on Shabbos, the inter planting during Shemitah, they're both daraisa. Maishna Shabbos u'maishna Shviyah. So what's the difference between Shabbos and Shemitah? They're both Yisurei Daraisa. Why by one does the each of these shitas are machalik. By one of them, we say you are gozer shogigatu mezid, and by the other one, we're not gozer shogigatu mezid. So the Gemara says, Ella, so it has to be, first we'll discuss Rebbe Meir's opinion. Rebbe Meir says that me'ikar hadin, we're not koni shogigatu mezid. Right? That's the rule, as we said earlier, and that's the rule here by Shabbos. Why by Shemitah does Rebbe Meir say otherwise? Ella hasam kediktani taima am Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says a shita. Mibrema ani omer. Bishabbos bishogig yikai bebezid yakar. Why do I say by Shabbos you don't have to be gozer? Shogig got to mezid, and that's my rule. Generally, Shabbos is chomer in people's eyes, and therefore you don't need a gzera. Ubishvias, but by shmita, bein bishogig bebezid yakar. You have to uproot it. Why? Mibre she Yisrael monin lishvias, vein monin lishabbosos. Bnei Yisrael count towards their shvias, but not towards their Shabbosos. What does that mean? Rashi explains. For laws of Arla, we want to know how old this tree is. So we're going to go to a gardener, a gardener's going to be an expert gardener, and say, oh, this is the third year. And count backwards, the first year we'll realize that it was planted during Shemitah. So we're going to think, oh, it was planted during Shemitah. Oh, I didn't know you could plant during Shemitah. Wow, I didn't realize that. That's the worry. If you don't uproot it by Shemitah, so then later on, people are going to not know exactly what happened, that it was done b'shogig, and they're going to think, Marasayan, Lifnei Iver, however you want to say it, this is a problem. Because Yisrael are mona l'shmita, to figure out when Arla is, so that could lead to disaster. But ve'im mona l'shabbosos, but we don't count l'shabbosos, we don't figure out which day it was planted, so that's not going to make a difference. Nobody's going to really realize what day it was planted, and therefore, one does not have to uproot it when it comes to Shabbos. Good. Davar Acher, let's just continue and then we'll make a comment about Arla. Davar Acher, or the Brisa continues, or Meir says, not only are you gozer by Shemitah and not by Shabbos, because we're moaning l'shvias and not by to Shabbos. Davar Acher, nechshedu Yisrael al shvias v'lo nechshedu al Shabbosos. And also, B'nai Yisrael don't take Shemitah as seriously as they do Shabbos, and therefore, we have to be gozer more by Shemitah. My davar acher, what's the extra added? What's the problem with the first day? That you have to come up with a second reason? Hachi ka'amar, this is what the hidden conversation of Rabbi Meir and discussion. Maybe even by Shabbos, there's a time that it could lead to disaster because people will think and know exactly when it was planted and think you could plant on Shabbos. One, Zimnin de Mikla Yom Lamed b'Shabbos. Maybe we know there's a halacha Moshe Sinai that for 30 days before Shemitah you also cannot plant. Right, that's Tosefes Shvius, as is discussed elsewhere. But we also know, Gemara Rosh Hashanah discusses it, that 30 days in a year are chash of a year for certain halacha. So if you have 30 days before, maybe you need an extra 2 weeks for the hashrasha, the Gemara says. But whatever it is, what if you have the amount of time before Shemitah that's considered a year, and the first day of that period, of that 30-day period, is Shabbos? And if you wouldn't have that Shabbos, it would only be 29 days. So 2.5 years later, if you have somebody who knows exactly, you know, how old this is, somebody will be thinking, wow, this is a second year fruit. And somebody will say, no, it's really a third year fruit. It was planted 30 days before that Shemitah a couple years ago. And really, 30 days? Wait, look at the calendar. What did it say? Shabbos was the day, the last day that you could have done it. One, and we're going to be so exact, that's the what we're nervous about, that it was, people are going to think, oh, it was planted on Shabbos, and that could lead to the same issue. Zimnin demikla yom lamid b'Shabbos, di'inata ha'hu yoma, hu desalka le'shaita. If it was planted on that last day before Shemitah, which was Shabbos, then it could count as a year. Ve'ilo lo salka le'shaita. And if it was not planted, then it was planted the day after, it wouldn't be enough. So people are going to think that it was planted then, and it would be okay to plant on Shabbos, Tashma. That's why you need the second reason. Davar Acher, why do you have to uproot it? If you have the same chshash by Shabbos and by Shemitah, so why is Shemitah more chamor? Nechshedu Yisrael ala Shvias, velo nechshedu ala Shabbosos. So that answers the stira within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir fundamentally says, we are not gozer, shogig atu mezid, in the world of Daraisa. Shemitah is different because people aren't as careful with Hilchos Shemitah as we are on other areas. The Rambam has a little difficult sheet to the Rambam, the Achronim point out, quote both of these reasons. To quote one or the other in two different places, the Rambam, in Hilchos Shemitah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam quotes the first reason. The Rambam says, Hanotea b'shvias, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid ya'akar, where we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to uproot it. Why? Mipnei she Yisrael chashud in ala shvias. The second reason. Right? Because Yisrael are chashud. And therefore, in Tomar, b'shogeg yekayim yomar hamezid shogeg ayisi, and the shogeg could say, "I was the mezid said I was really b'shogeg v'chulu." So people are chashed on shmita. And then, if you look later on in this third parak, he quotes the other reason: af bizman hazeh einotin ilanos vein markivin vein mavrichin erev shvius elik they should tikkul hanetia v'tishach haklid shloshim yom kadem rosh hashana. You got to do it before the davar zeh aser laolam mipnei maris ha'ayin shema yomar haroa b'shvius not. So he quotes both issues, that of Maris Ayin, and that people aren't careful about Shemitah, and therefore says the Achronim wonder why the Rambam has to quote both. Bichla, why do you have to quote any? If we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, this whole Gemara is within Rabbi Meir. So that's another basic problem why the Rambam has to quote any of these. But either way, number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention was that the discussion of Netiyah on Shabbos is related to a major discussion in Hilchos Shabbos. Fascinating, lumdus discussed, machlokes. It's known as the machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishash, discussing the sugya of Netiyah. What's the machlokes? The Minchas Chinuch has a tremendous chiddush. He says in the Mosach HaShabbos, in Parshas Yisro, that if somebody plants something on Shabbos, so then it's not going to help to take it out before it takes root. What if I plant it on Shabbos, and then I realize, oh, I didn't realize this was Asr, I didn't realize it was Shabbos. Does it help? What if I go over to you and I want to save you from an Issa Daraisa? So we say, Hashrasha, it takes 3 days. So what if it's right after? What if it's on Shabbos? Says the Menachas Chinuch, it's too late. The Alazriya Shazara Chayiv Af below Hishrish V'Niklat Klau. Kagon. Shenis Kalkal Tekef Adei Zasiba. What if it gets ruined right away? Osha Tekef Higbiya Menakarka. Chayiv al Maisa Zriya. It's a tremendous chiddush. The Lo Dummy, he says, it's not comparable la afia. If I put something on the stove and I take it off 5 minutes later before anything happens, so I'm not chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. Chatei b'shul shizka chaviracha. The Gemara beginning of Shabbos discusses that. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is not like that. The Hasam afia hi amalacha v'chayiv b'shas afia. Avalhacha hamalacha hi azriya v'chayiv tekif al hazriya. That is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. That he says, even if you planted a daita lahagbiya tekef an akarka. What if you want to plant something, but you know you're going to pick it up in 5 minutes before it grows? Still, you're going to be chayiv. Maisa hazriyam b'makam tzmicha asra Torah. V'zeh havilei malacha. Got to figure out what the definition of the malacha is then. To be a do a maisa zriya in a place where it could happen, but not that it has to happen. The Rishash in the Gemara in Ayin Gimel in Klal Gadol says, what? How could that be? No, this is a malacha that takes time, and therefore if you uproot it before it is done, so then it wouldn't be a malacha. Important machlokas about Netiya and Zriya on Shabbos. Also, Arla comes up here, so it's always good to mention the discussion about the messages of Arla. Arla, we know on the bottom, that's why the Gemara says, Yisrael monin l'shvius. We count toward Shemitah because we want to know the years of Arla. We know there's an Issa d'Araisa for anyone to get any benefit from the fruit of a fruit tree for the first 3 years of its lifetime. The question is why? Why not? I know there's a mitzvah of Bikurim, I know there's other mitzvahs. What's the message of Arla? Says the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, V'tama Mitzvah Azos, L'chabed et Hashem, May Rishis Kol Tavo Aseinu. Says the Ramban, there's 2 points. I want to give the firsts to Hashem, but I want to give something good to Hashem. The problem is, says the Ramban, the first couple of years, generally, a fruit tree doesn't produce such nice fruit. It takes a couple of years, but I want to give the first to Hashem. So that is why, says the Ramban, we have to wait a couple of years till the third year so that the fruit gets luscious and delicious, and we could give those to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring those, not really to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but obviously bring it up to the Netta Ravai in the fourth year, bring it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enjoy it there in Yerushalayim, and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that trip to Yerushalayim, and that is why we wait. Ein ha-pri betokim olshanim ra'ui la-hakrivo, lefnei Hashem ha-nechbad, lefishihu mu'at, ve'ein ha-ilan, nosein be-piryo tamo re'achto, betok shaloshanim, v'lachein namtin l'kulan, v'lo nito mehem, we won't taste any of them, achin navi min ha-neta shenatanu, kol piryo harisha natov, etc. V'amitzvah zoz dome, l'mitzvah bikurim. The message of Arla in the negative is similar to the mitzvah bikurim in the positive. That's one idea. The Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban also quotes the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam, who says, as he does many mitzvahs in the Moreh, this is an anti-magic halacha. Ki hayu lechartumim v'lamachashvim. Bizmanu minikishiv, there was all different types of magic in the earlier days that would hasten the fruit growing on the tree, and they figured if they do this, and they try to hasten nature and then use that for their services. The Torah says, wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be involved in Kishuv, Kirubi, Alonos, Yavio, Peyos, Mepachana, Shvius, Revius, and just wait to that fourth year. A number of the Achronim quote another fascinating idea. Rav Sarutzkin writes this in the Azayim LaTorah, and that is, maybe Arla is to be misaking the chait of Adam and Chava. We know that Adam and Chava, Chazal tell us, they're a midrashim that they would have been able to partake of the fruit, even of the tree, the forbidden tree, if they would have just waited till Shabbos. The problem is they jumped the gun. They ate it too quickly. They ate it when they weren't supposed to. And therefore, al yedei sha'adam mamtin la'echol b'nityaso gimel shanim. If we wait and delay, hu mabia es his taiguso me'achet sha'adam arishon. We show we want to be far away from the chet. Shalo himtin ara erev, ki b'lel Shabbos, ha'im akadish ala yayin, ikimavur b'medrash talpiyot, v'zel amandar b'ilan sha'achol adam arishon gefenoya, v'yocham an'eitz kodim zmano. Right, if we would have waited, so then it would have been not a problem, but he didn't wait, and therefore this arlof to be misakein. We'll be misakein that chay. Many chatoim in throughout history, the Bali Machshava point out, were a lack of patience. Shol HaMelech's chatoim were a lack of patience. Adam was a lack of patience. A number of the chatoim were a lack, some to even David HaMelech, he should have waited for Batsheva and not done what he did. Either way, this is all related. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we answer the stira within Rabbi Meir about whether it goes or shogi got to mezid. What about now Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda lokasha. Also Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda generally, earlier by the Daraisa, he is gozer. Why is he not? And that's why by Shabbos he's gozer shogi got to mezid. What about Shemitah? Biasri, Rabbi Yehuda, chamir lu shvius. In the place where Rabbi Yehuda was, Shvius was very chomer in people's eyes, and therefore, maybe they knew the Gemara is and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that you go to Gullus because of Avon Shemitah. So therefore, he didn't have to make any extra Gzeiris. Where do you see that? There was a conversation that took place in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, where somebody was insulting someone else, and they called them Dair Bar Dairasa. They called him a convert, the son of a convert. And the other one said back, Amarlei, Analo Achli Peri Deshvias Kavasech. At least I don't eat Peris of Shemitah. And that was like a low blow. Like, oh, you ate Peris of Shemitah. Meaning nobody does that. That's the lowest. So you see, they held Shemitah in a very high, they looked at Shemitah in a very high and chomer way. The question is, what does this mean? Oh, I don't eat Peris of Shemitah? It's a mitzvah to eat Peris of Shemitah. What does that mean? What kind of peir shmita are aser? Right, we know the Ramban holds in the mitzvah gimel that he says the Ramban forgot in the first third mitzvah that he says that the Ramban shouldn't have counted in the shichachas haasin. The Ramban quotes it's a mitzvah to eat peir shmita. Sha'amra tar bepeir shvius v'haisa shabbos aris lachem laachla v'darshu laachla v'lo l'schora v'zedvar toru. Right, it's a discussion. At least some type of positive, it's not, for sure not usher, the Achronim discuss, how do we understand this mitzvah? Is this really like a mitzvah to eat matzah, and a mitzvah to eat maror, it's a mitzvah to eat perish mitzvah? Or is it rather what we call an isser asay? Not really a kiyam asay, it's an isser asay, that you have to treat it in a way, that the ikar is, lachla v'lo lahefsid, don't ruin it. And by eating it, I'm not ruining it. And there are nafka minas, the mitzvah samelech, in his sefer, at the end of Chelek Gimel, on the asays, he quotes, there are nafka minas, number one, what about, is there a shear of kezias? What if I eat less than a kezias? So if it's a mitzvah of mamish kumvasei, so maybe I have to eat a kezias. But if it's just an issue of not being mafsidit, so then maybe even less than a kezias. Do you make a bracha regarding on a peir shvius? A separate bracha. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Trumas says you make a bracha when you eat truma. So do you make a bracha when you eat peir shvius? Right? Other issues. Is it on the mocher? Is it on the buyer? So, but either way, Lamaisa, it's not Asur. So what's going on here? This was an insult. Oh, he eats Peir Shvius. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe we could explain it. The last daf in Maseches Yevamos, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that there is an Isser Peir Shmitah if I do not open up my field to the public. We know Peir Shmitah have to be Hefker. What if I'm Shomer? What if I guard, I keep it in a closed, locked up setting? Says Rabbeinu Tam, that Asurs the fruit. Rabbeinu Tam quotes a medrash in the Torah's Kohanim, Kuf Chav Beis in Yevamos, the last Amud Aleph in Yevamos. Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, "Ves in vein zerechel of sivsor min hamishumar I ata botzer, aval ata botzer min hamufkar." And he quotes that as an Isser Daraisa. And so there you have Perish Mita that were Asert. Rov Rishonim, Rashi discusses this there too. Rov Rishonim do not say that. Rov Rishonim say, you're not allowed to be Shomer it, but you're not allowed to be Obed it, but both Shomer Venevad, which Bali Tosfis say is a problem, and Asert the fruit, we generally, the Minhag Olam is not to assume it's an Asar, while we Paskin Shomer Venevad is Mutter Maker Adin, so that can't be an option. So what's the option here? So Pasha says, maybe it's after Zman HaBi'ur. We know at the time for beer, there's different times for beer of all the different fruit of Perish Mita. So, whatever the time for beer comes, if you keep it in your house, so then it's usher to eat. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Okay, let's continue. So Tashma, now let's get back to our sugya. So Tashma, what are we trying to prove here? Right, we've been discussing a couple of various inyanim. Is this Hezek Shino Nikar? Is this Shogigot Tumezit? So Rashi, obviously, our greatest Rebbe, notes. He knows this is a confusing Tashma. So Tashma, Du Rebbe Meir Bidrabanan Lo Kanis Shogig. The issue of Rebbe Meir Shita. Rebbe Meir, whether you're Koni Shogigot Tumezit by Durabanan. So we said before, Rebbe Meir is Gozer by Durabanan. That is not Gozer by Darizes. So, let us see, says the Gemara. So, Tashma. So, Achal Truma Temeya Mishalim Chulin Tahorin. If a Yisrael, by accident, a Yisrael eats Truma. Yisrael eats Truma. Truma Temeya. So, what's the halacha? I have to pay back. If I'm Yisrael and I ate it, if I did it b'mezen, I'm chayim misa b'dei shamayim. But if I ate it b'shogeg, then I have to pay back Karen v'chomesh. I have to give back the amount, plus a little more. But I have to do that special din, the Torah says. Rashi quotes the pasuk here, V'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh, I have to pay back not in money, but in fruit. I have to give back chulin, and right when I give it, so then that fruit takes on itself the status of truma. Says Rashi here, quoting from the Gemara elsewhere, al yedei nesinaso na'asu kodesh. Through giving it, it becomes kodesh. Therefore, you have to give something chulin in order to become kodesh. So, achal truma temeya, if I ate truma temeya, mishalim chulin tahorim. I have to give chulin tahorim to the kohen. Shilem chulin temeyim, but what if I paid chulin temeyim instead? I didn't give chulin tahorim. I gave chulin temeyim. So mahu, so amar sumchas bishom Rabbi Meir. Meir says, bishogeg, if I didn't know it was tamei, and I gave it back, tashlum of tashlumin, then it works. It's fine. I didn't know it was tamei. Bemezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin, but bemezid, it doesn't work. We're kones you bemezid, vachachamim omrim. And the Chum say, no, either way, it works. And your payment is a payment, but v'chozer mishalim chulin tahorim, you got to pay again. You got to give another payment because you did something wrong. And Rashi says that second payment does not get the status of truma. It's just a payment. We fine you to pay again, but it does not get that status. So that's the machlokas in the brisa. V'havinon ba. And then we discussed this brisa and said, b'mezid amai ain't tashlum of tashlum. And according to Rabbi Meir, why do we say b'mezid? It's not called truma. Right? What did you eat? You ate truma temeya. You gave him chulin temeyan. That's a good thing. Tabola bracha. You gave him something that he could use. The achol mine midei to lo chazile b'mei tuma. So you ate something that this kohen cannot eat when he's tamei. Truma temeya is off limits. Can never be eaten. And you're paying him with chulin tamayim. What does a kohen eat when he's tamei? Can't eat truma tamei. Can't eat truma tahora. He can only eat chulin. So chulin tamayim, he can also eat too while he's tamei. So why is it so bad what you did? So why did Rabbi Meir say, ain't tashlum of tashlumin? V'yama Rava, v'yamri la kedis. Rava says, or maybe it's anonymous, or maybe kedi, says it, Chisurei Machzor Avachitani. You're right, you're missing a line. This is what the Brisa should say. Achal Truma Temeya Mishalim Kaldehu. If you ate Truma Temeya, give whatever you want. Because anything is better than Truma Temeya. Achal Truma Tahora Mishalim Chulim Tahorim. If you ate Truma Tahora, you have to eat Chulim Tahorim. Shilem Chulim Temeya, that's for sure going down. So what's the halacha? So ma'u sumcha zomer. I'm sure maybe mayor b'shogi tashlum of tashlumin b'mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin as we described. V'chachamim omrim tashlum of tashlumin means it's really mamonu shel kohen. Rashi quotes the kaddish ba'isha. If tashlum of tashlumin says truma belonging to the kohen, can marry a woman with it. V'chachamim omrim echazav echazet tashlum of tashlumin. It always works as a tashlum. V'chozer mashalim chulin tahorin. So that's the machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Meir. What's the root of the machlokas? Here we go. V'yamar v'acha v'reidu av'ika, ha'cha b'katsu shogi gatu mezid ikabinayu. The issue must be whether we are koni shogi gatu mezid. Rabbi Meir here is not koni shogi gatu mezid. Right? Rabbi Meir says that in mezid, the tashlumin are not tashlumin, b'shogig they are. Rameir savar lo kansu shogi gatu mezid chamom kansu. And this is an issue on a drabanan level. the Rabbanan level that you're not supposed to give this back. So you see, in the world of the Rabbanan, Remeir is not Kones. Against what we said earlier, the Remeir says you are Kones, why, by Yisurei de Rabbanan, that we said in Amud Beis earlier. Square says Achiyashta, meaning in the case of Arev Medameya Menaseh, our case of Hezek Sheino Nikar. If you say Loshme Hezek, it's Nisa de Rabbanan, and Remeir is Kones there. So the Gemara says Achiyashta, wait a minute. There's a big difference between the cases. Hossam, over there, Gavra Lishlume Kamachavin. Over here, over there, meaning in our case of paying for the truma that I ate. So I, by mistake, gave truma to Meya. But I'm trying to do a mitzvah. Lishlume Kamachavin. So that's why we're not gonna make your life crazy. We're not gonna say that Peshogeg is not gonna work. Anan Nekam and Niknase. But here, we're gonna fine him, where he's trying to do a mitzvah, in the other case where you're just Ma'arev or Medameya, you're not doing anything good, you're not doing anything positive, so they will be Koni Shogegatu Mezit. But not here, we would not say that. Tosfos and Yevamos, on that Tzadi asks, we know in the world of Kimlei Bedrabamine, there is a idea called Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia, which is quoted in Ksubas Lamed Hey and Baba Kama Lamed Hey, that Kim Lei B'Rabbamine, that you only get the more chomer punishment, doesn't only work if you actually did it b'mezin and you're getting the chomer punishment, but even what it's called Chayve Misa Shogegin. If I did an act that's Mechayve Mi Misa, but I did it b'shogeg, so that also ponders the tashlumin, even though I'm not going to get the worse punishment. That's the Tana de Bechizkia. So asks Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Tzadi, if somebody eats, what is the case here? Bemezid, if somebody ate a bemezid, right? Achal Truma Temeya. Sorry, if somebody ate Truma Temeya, we're talking about he ate a Peshogeg. There shouldn't be any payments. Why? Because it's Kim Lebeder Amimine. If you hold, and this is a machlokas tanom over there in Elanaris, if you hold that Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is what a czar gets for eating truma, creates Kim Lebedur Abamine, so then this whole brisa doesn't make sense. You should say they're putter because of Kim Lebedur Abamine. So Tosfos has to come up with a couple of creative answers. Tosfos, Tzadi, and Yevamos, maybe it's Xeris HaKasif. You always pay for truma. Or Lumdis, Tosfos says, V'od Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kim Lei B'Dor Amimine only knocks out mamon. It does not knock out payments that are called kapara in halacha. And when you pay for eating truma, that's called a kapara. That's not mamona. And Kim Lei does not knock that out. De tashlumen de truma le kapara ka'asu. V'lo shaya Kim Lei B'Dor Amimine kid da'amer v'sechas trumas. Just like in v'sechas trumos, the Mishnah tells us if the Kohen wants to be mochel, if I ate his truma and he wants to be mochel, he's not allowed to be mochel. I have to pay him because I need the kapara. Tosfos continues. So, says Tosfos, don't ask me why Kimli doesn't apply to Tashlumi Truma, because it is a kapara. A final answer given to that question, which is really just arguing with the assumption of the question, other Rishonim, Tosfos gives us the answer, but other Rishonim say that we know the Shita that includes Misa B'dei Shamayim into Kimli is Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Quoted at the beginning of Elan Aris, the third parak in Ksubas. So it's not so clear, and maybe it's wrong to assume that he agrees to Tana de Bechizkia, that even Chayvi Misa Shogegin is going to create Kim Lei B'Dor Amimine. When do we say that even if you did a Chayv Misa B'Shogeg, you don't have to pay? That's if you did a Chayv Misa B'Dei Adam. Your Chayv Skila, Sreifa, Herik Chenek. You did an act that should be Mechayev there. So we'll potter you even if you did a B'Shogeg. But even though Rav Nechunya ben Akana includes Chayvi Krisus, Chayvi Misa B'Sei B'Dei Shemayim to create Kim Lei, it doesn't mean that he'll go across and say it's exactly like Misa's Bezdin, and you'll say it even by Shogeg. So that's another answer that argues, obviously Tosfos doesn't feel that way, but that's an additional point. Okay, let's get back to our show, our discussion here. 12 lines up from the bottom. Tashma says the Gemara, let's try to prove again. We're in the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, by Shog, by Durabanans, we create, where goes there, Shogeg Atu Mason. So we're going to ask a number of questions on that. Tashma, dam shenitma, if you have dam that became tamei, dam in the base of Mikdash that became tamei. Vizarku, but the Kohen sprinkled the dam anyway on the Mizbeach, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have midrabanan, he shouldn't have. On a Daraisa level, as Rashi here explains, on a Daraisa level the blood is fine, because the tzitz, the special tzitz on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, that takes care of any tumah. And therefore, the tzitzit maratzeh. So, midaraisa, you could keep going with the avoda, but midarabanan, you're not supposed to. Says the Gemara, what if you didn't ask? And he did the issa d'rabanan. So, b'shogeg hurtza b'mezeh lo hurtza. So, you see, it violated an issa d'rabanan, and we see we're not gozer shogeg atu mezid. Amalachar b'meir, again, hachiyasha, wait a minute, hasam over there by the Kohen doing the avoda. He didn't know it was tameh. Hasam gavra l'chapurika mechavein. He's trying to do a mitzvah. Anan neka mediknesei. He made a mistake by accident, b'shogeg. We're going to fine him and say it doesn't work. So when he's trying to do a mitzvah, we're not going to fine him. Only earlier, the ma'ariv, the madameya, those cases we would say it. Rashi says you could also have said that this b'raisa is according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? You'd have to say this is Rabbi Meir. Maybe this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita who does only fines shogeg atu mezid by d'raisa, not by d'rabanan's. And Rashi says, why could you have said that? Fascinating line of Rashi. The concept of stam mishnah Rabbi Meir is only by mishnayos. Not by Bryce's. Four lines from the bottom in Rashi. The lav sta mishnah hi, yella Bryce hi. It's a Bryce. And therefore, you're not forced to say it's the shita of Rabbi Meir. The Rambam might reject this whole Gemara. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim that dam cannot become tameh. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim in the end of Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, I'll read it, dam, the chol dam akadshim eino mekabel tuma klau. Shneamar badam ala aris tishbachenu kamayim. Dam shenishbach kamayim, hu hanechshav kamayim uvikabal tuma, aval dam kadshim sheino nishbach kamayim, it's not nishbach kamayim, it's sprinkled on the mizbeach, eino mikabel tuma. That's difficult. Well, the Lecha Mishnah here brings all the Gemaras in Zvachim and elsewhere, and other Rambams. Is this really true? Okay, either way, that's the Rambam. We continue. Tashma. Hama'aser b'Shabbos. Another is a d'rabanan. You're not supposed to take chumas and ma'asers off on Shabbos because that's a tikkun. That's not a daraisa binyan, but it's tikkun. So b'shogi yochal mezid lo yochal again. It's a d'rabanan, and we're not gozer. Shogi gotu mezid. Hachi hashta. Wait a minute. Hasam gavlitz kunika machavin. Again, there you're trying to do a mitzvah. Trying to be mafir chumas and ma'asers. Anan nate lekum v'liknasei. We're going to find you. Not there. Tashma, another try. Hamat bil kalim b'shabbos. If somebody's being tovel kalim, we know any metal or glass kli that was made by a non-Jew has a chiyuv of tefillah. Machlokas rishonim, daraisa, d'rabanan, but you have a chiyuv of tefillah. But there's an iser d'rabanan to be tovel at matbil something on Shabbos. So, b'shogeg yishtamesh ben, if you did it by accident on Shabbos, you could still use it. B'shmeizim lo yishtamesh ben, but meizim not. So again, it's a d'rabanan, and we are not gozer, shogeg atu meizid. So the Gemara, why is there an iser of being tovel on kalim on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Beitza has four different suggestions. Yud, Ches, Amid, Aleph. Says the Gemara, number one. Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramos Birshus Arabim. Right, we're familiar with Gzeira Shema Yavirenu, the Gzeira Deraba by Shofar and Megillah and Lulav. But there's really a fourth place where it talks about it. Right here, also another place in Psachim. But the Gemara quotes here, Shema Yavirenu, you might come to carry the cleat to go tovel it. The Gemara rejects that and gives a couple of other suggestions. Maybe Gzeira Mishum Schita, some Kalim might be absorbent. And therefore, if you're tovel it, you might have to squeeze it out. We don't want you to do that. Gzeira Shema Yishha. Number three, maybe you'll delay using this kli, right? If you allow tvila on Yantif, you might wake you to do it and schlep it to the river on Yantif when you have time. So we don't want you to be mechaving your malacha on Moed. And the fourth suggestion is the one that's the most well known. Mnesha Nira Kimisakein Kli. It's near, it's like you're fixing. So you can't use it beforehand. Now you can fix it. So it's near a kemisakin kli. And that's why. The Gemara in Yevamis discusses what about being tovel on yourself, not kli. Tovel on Shabbos. The Gemara has a discussion whether you could, ger could be tovel on Shabbos. Whether we say that or not. So the Gemara seems to say you can't. A ger can't because it's tikkun. And the Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Rashba in Beitza there ask, well, what's the difference between a nida? A woman who's a nida could go to the mikvah and become tahar. So why is that different than a person? So the Rashba says, and basically Yizayin of the Bay says, don't compare tamei to tahar and non-Jew to Jew. V'yavagav darmina b'yavamis. De'ein ger tovel b'shabes hainu hasam yishum di'ika tikkun tfei. Da'amafik le mitumas goy u'ma'ayale l'taras Yisrael. U'me'ikara goy v'hashtu Yisrael. That you can't do on Shabbos. A tikkun gomor like that. That's even what, if I remember, some of the Rishonim, when they discuss, what's the malacha of Bris Mila that the Torah says you could do it even on Shabbos? Which malacha are you violating? So some say it's Chovel, that's a Pashas. And which Amalach is Chovel? That itself is a Machlokas. Whether Chovel is Soveya or Netilas Neshama, it's a Machlokas. What exactly is Malach? Chovel is for sure Asud Araisa. It's not clear in the Gemara which Av Malacha it is included in. So I think one, and maybe the Meiri there in Shabbos says, maybe it's a form of Tikkun. You're being Misakein, this child. Maybe it's a Tikkun Daraisa. You have to say it's Daraisa. But you're being making him into a Jew from being an Arel, a Mahul. So that's similar to this Rashba here in Beitzer Yud Zayin. So the Gemara asks, so how, by Matbil Kalim, you also not goes there. So same answer, Hachi Ashta, Hasam Gavra Laturi Manika Machavein. The guy's trying to do a mitzvah, and I'm Lekum Valiknesei. Fine. Adkan, Rebbe Meir's opinion. So now let's switch over to Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. Rebbe Yehuda had the opposite shita, that we are goes there, Shogigatu Mezid, by Deoraisas, and not by Derabanans. So all of these sources that we just brought, that would be Rias to Rebbe Yehuda. So Rami Rabbi Yehuda b'Derabanan, but here the following is a problem. Rabbi Yehuda said earlier, we're not gozer by Derabanans. What about the following? Detanya, naflu v'nis patsu. What are we talking about? We're talking about fancy types of nuts. Fancy nuts that are arla. So they are davar chashuv, and they're not batel in the regular bitel barov. For arla, we require 100, right? Batel bi, I'm sorry, 200. Batel b'matayim. And the Gemara says that if you have a davar chashuv, so then even in that amount, it is not batel. Davar chashuv eino batel. But that only applies if the nut is whole. If the nut is crushed up, then it's not a davar chashuv anymore. So if it was crushed and then it fell into a mixture, so then it could be batel. But what if it fell into a mixture whole, so it was not batel, and then you crushed up the mixture? So are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do that. That's ein mevat l'nisso l'chadchila. But what if you did it? That's the case here. Naflu v'nispatsu, says the Mishnah in Arla, the discussion, Sevraisa, similar to a Mishnah. Naflu v'nispatsu v'chachor v'chem ezid, lo yalu divir Rebbe Meir v'Rebbe Yehuda. Both Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, we're going to focus on Rebbe Yehuda now. Rebbe Yehuda says if it's crushed up, even b'shogeg, so it is not batel. But one minute, Rebbe Yehuda says we're not gozer shogegatu mezid by the Rabbanans. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yushimin, Omrim, B'shogeg, Ya'alu, B'mezid, Lo Ya'alu. V'yahacha, D'mida Araisa, Chad, B'tshrei, Batel. Here, Mida Araisa, it's Batel. V'Rabbanan Udagaz, it is all in Issa, D'Rabbanan, V'kakanis, Rabbi Yehuda. See, Rabbi Yehuda is Kones. We said he's not Kones by the Rabbanans. No, awesome. Hainu time, Mad Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Da'asi La'arume. No, there, he has to be goes there, because it's all tally on the Machshava. There's no Maisa here. It's all tally on what you did. And therefore, it's so easy to cheat and to say it was shogeg while it was really mezid. That's why he has to be gozer. Tosas and Zvachim asked an interesting question. We know Rabbi Yehuda's shita is min bimino is lo batel. Right, he learns that out from the blood of the par and the seir on Yom Kippur, and the Torah describes it, even after they're mixed together, as the blood of the par and the seir. Even though the blood of the cow is much, much more. So why does the Torah still call it that? Rabbi Yehuda says, it must be min bimino, two things of the same type mixed together are not batel. So asks the Tosfos and Maseches Zvachim, over here, min bimino is not batel, right? This has to be min bimino. If it's min b'shelo bimino, you could just take out the nut. So if it's min bimino, it's not batel, so what's the whole discussion of bittel here anyway? So Tosfos has a yesod in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos and Zvachim, on daf ayin gimel, Tosfos says, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is only by liquids. V'yam Rabbeinu Tam, de lo amar Rabbi Yehuda min bimino, b'kol shehu, ela b'davar lach. Like the blood. The Yalaf Minala, come on, the Dover Hamis Arevhu. But if it's solids, if it's nuts, then Rabbi Yehuda would not say his Shita. Good. Virami, so we discussed Rabbi Meir, we discussed Rabbi Yehuda, but now once Rabbi Yossi was brought up, Rabbi Yossi just was the other Shita in this Brisa. He said, we're not Gozer. Virami Rabbi Yossi, yeah, Rabbi Yossi. Last one, let's just figure out the steer within Rabbi Yossi. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in Arla, Netiyah shall Arla v'shal kilea kerem, shinis arva b'netiyos acheros. I have a whole field of netiyos, of little saplings. One of them is Arla. One of them is kilea kerem, which are both Aser Bahana. You're not allowed to cut them off any of the fruit. Why? Because right now, all the fruit, each one is a davar chashuv, and they're not batel. The second that you cut it, so then it will be mevutal in the mixture of all of them, and therefore, ein mevatlin isa l'chadchila, as we discussed in the last year. You're not allowed to create bittel lechatchila. V'emliket, if you did, yalu bechon masayim. If you already cut it off, then it's butel, one within 200. Ubilvad, shelo yiskavein lilkot. As long as you are do not have kavana to gather, to harvest, so then one would be able to do that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, avim yiskavein lilkot, yalu bechon masayim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even with kavana, even if you have kavana to harvest, and to cut it, bemezid, ya'alu, be'echad, umasayim. So you see from there, kasher, Rabbi Yossi said earlier, we are going to shogigat to mezid. And over here, Rabbi Yossi said, it's all mutter, even if you did it bemezid. So the Gemara says, no, ha'it marallah. You know why Rabbi Yossi says that there? Amarava, chazaka, ein adam oser, es karmo, benetia achas. It's a davar shalosh shchiach kla. What, somebody's going to plant one thing of arla in his field? Right? Nobody's going to do that. It's a mostly lo shchicha. So Rabbanan aren't gozer in that case. V'chein ki yaza rabban am Rabbi Yochanan chazak in adam oser es karmo b'netia achas. Period. As I mentioned yesterday, the Ravid, it's in the Isser Mashahu, which is a sefer printed with the Torah Sabayis, but it's also, just found, it's also here. Right here on Chav Vav Mebeis, in the Dafei Arif, on the bottom of the Rif, in the Asagas Ravid, he says, the Isser of Eim Latlan Esel Chachila. Rov Rishonim say that's an Isser Rabbanan. But the Ravid says it's Daraisa. He says, Alma Minatora hu aser, Vahacha Mashmel, Divid Rabbanan, Lokash, Divad Minatora, aser la Ari, Kedilavatlo. That's the Ravid Shita against all the other Rishonim. What's the source? Let's say you say it's Daraisa. The Ravid doesn't tell us a source. What's the source that is Daraisa? Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar in Klal Tzadi Aleph says, it must be part and parcel of every Avera. Of every Isser Machalas Asuros. It has to be. If every Machalas Asuros, if you could be Mavatal Isser L'Chadchila, then Ein L'Davar Sof. You could just take every Avera and be Mavatal it. Every piece of pig and every treif. If you're not, there's no problem with using Bitul L'Chadchila, so then do whatever you want. So it must be. It's a obvious assumption of the concept of Machalas Asuros. Hachanami bi Isurei Torah Shaper Nitan Lehe'amer to Hayisurim Atzmam Morim Al Isser Bitulam. What an unbelievable line. Dim lo kain, hari akol yabalu ha'isurim, v'lo yekiyum el ha'isurim befo'al, kain nir elinias daiti. And then he quotes from the Mikubalim. The Mikubalim. What's the Mikubalim? He says, we know that there are nitzotos ha'kedusha in every single item in the world, even in something treif. And that's why bittul works. When bittul works, and if I drop something that's usser inside something that's mutter and is batel, it must be that it was time for those nitzotos hakedusha to be uplifted in the dvar heter. But, says the Rav Yosef Engel, in the name of the Mekubalim, I can't force the issue. If it, Hashem will make it when the time for these nitzotos hakedusha to become mutter, Hashem will orchestrate the events and create the accident. But I can't do that. That's not up to me. Eloi amutel levatel v'ayakol mevatlem yisurim stam imkeno yosim be'emes neged in yuna yisur sharaydayin ein zman tikuno v'achshero. It's not the time for this, and therefore it is different. There are some poskim. This helps. This quote in Shulchan Aruch, obviously, that once bittul started, once there was a mixture, but there just wasn't enough to be mevatel, you're allowed to add on. You're not allowed to create the isser and the heter, put them together, that's always usser. But what if the isser already fell into the heter, there's just not enough? Are you allowed to be marbe umevatlo? So the Shulchan Aruch is mechalik between isurei daraisa and isurei drabanan. Daraisa is you're not allowed to. But by drabanans, you're allowed to. And the question is, why should there be such a difference? So there's another very creative, fascinating ha'ara by Rav Sternbach in the Moedim Uzmanim, in Chelik Zion Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, where he says maybe it goes to the root of Isurei Daraisa and Isurei Darabana. Not everybody agrees with this, but there are a number of Rishonim that say Isurei Daraisa are what we call Isurei Chefsa. There's something inherently abhorrent to these molecules. Isurei Darabana are in the Gavra. The rabbis told me not to do something. So says the Rav Sternbach, by Isurei Darabana, once it's mixed in, so it's not the item anymore, so be marba. It's only Isurei Darabana. By Yisurei Daraisa, it's still in there. It's in the Chefsa. And that's why it still could be Aser Laharbos. Okay, next Mishnah. HaKohanim, we quoted this 2 days ago. HaKohanim Shepiglu B'Mikdash, or yesterday. HaKohanim Shepiglu B'Mikdash B'Mezid and Chayavin. The Kohanim that are Mefagel, that have the Machsheves Pigel on the base of Mikdash, they're going to do something, La'achar Zmano, they're Chayiv, if they did it B'Mezid. So the Achronim point out, why only Kohanim? We know a Zor is allowed to do Shechita. Could a Zor be Mefagel? So why doesn't it say that here too? Why only Kohanim? So the Rashash in one place says maybe the answer is because the only Zor that is allowed to Shecht is only the bilim of the animal. If it's bilim of the animal, there's nothing to talk about in terms of being mazik. Maybe that's a chiddush to limit it. Either way, Tan Rabbanan says the Tosefta related Hayosi Mobataris. We discussed this already yesterday. When is there a ne'emanus to break a what we might call a cheskas heter or a cheskas tara? Hayosi Mobataris va'omer lo tarish asisim chanitmeu. Somebody's working with somebody else's taros. It says these things became tame. These karbanos that I've been working with you became pigle. Now money's believed. But if he says tarash shasisim chabiyom ploni nitmu v'zvachem shasisim chabiyom ploni nispaglu eino nema. I'm not believed to say it happened last week. I'm believed to say it happened today. Maestra resha maestra seifa. What's the difference? Fundamental machlokas. Amar abaya. Three words, which is a huge topic. Kol shebiyado naman. Anything that's in your control to do now, your belief to say it happened. Because, why? Because, pashas, because you can just do it now. You can just do it now, so it's like a migu. Migu, you can just do it now, so you believe to say that you did it. Kol shebiyado naman. That's why today, I can't do it from last week, so I don't have the kachim anymore. But that's kol shebiyado naman. There is a famous, well-known, important, we're going to try to make it famous now, comment to the Rush right here, in Simon Yud Gimel, where the Rush says, no, that's not what biyado is. Maybe that's how biyado, the namanus of biyado, maybe starts that way, because you could have. But biyado means you're the bilim in this area. It's more fundamental. Says the Rush in Simon Yud Aleph, Simon Yud Gimel. He says, "Kol davar shu biyado shel adam afilu is chazek atera neman erecha l'tamei v'leasar v'afilu machisho amar ini odeya hoel." Here's the line: "Hoel ubershuso hein hari hein kishelo v'neeman aleihem v'lav mitayma diiboy mitami lahu." Not just because of that. The Rosh says, "Havi kabalav." You're the bailim on this, and if you're the bailim on this, then you're believed on this. That's the Rosh. Then that's the Abaya. Abaya says, "Kol shebiyado neeman." And that's where there's a difference between today and last week. Rava Amar, and Rashi says it must be that the Kohen said this in the middle of the Avoda, where he could still be mefagel if he would want. Rava Amar, no, different shot. Kigon da'asha chevel amar levelo midi. This guy has seen me already since he was osek in my taros, and he didn't say anything. And the second time he sees me, he says something. Why didn't he tell me the first time? So it must be he's making up a story. That's the difference. So man comes and says, the Taras that I worked with on such a day became Tommy. The Rashba says, like Abaya, right? It's not Biyadu anymore. Amar lefanav Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Atol, Merkein, really? Hacham Rabbi Yochanan, Mishra Rabbi Yossi. Ma'aseh shatara haminto. But what do you mean? The Torah believes him. Meaning, even if it's 3 days later, if it's the first time I see you, it should be believed, like Rava. So Gemara says, Heichan haminto, where do we see the Torah gives an emanus for somebody to ruin somebody else's item? Amar Rabbi Yislap, Rabbi Bisna, Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippurim Yochiyach. Fascinating suggestion. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We have no idea what's going on in the Kodesh Kodashim. What if the Kohen Gadol comes down and says, I messed up? If the Kohen Gadol would say he was mefagel, he'd be believed that it was ruined. Maybe we could have a, right, we're not having anything in the base of Migdash, right? Especially on Yom Kippur. We're going to have a camera. No, we're not going to have a camera in there, right? Umina Yadina, it says the Gemara, how do you know the Kohen Gadol would be believed? Faksiv chaladam lo yeh ba'ol moed. Right, nobody's in there. El Olam, Yishud Mehemon. How do you know that it's pickle? It must be that he's believed. A person is believed. Said the Gemara, maybe no Raya. Vidum de Shamani de Pagil. Maybe we heard him say out loud, I am being Mefagel. The Gemara says, Ilav de Mehemon. Avagav de Shamini Namilo Mehemon. No, if you wouldn't believe him, even if we heard it, we wouldn't believe him. Why? The Dumma de Basir Achikamar. Maybe he already finished the Avoda. Now he's just talking. There's a general machlokas quoted in elsewhere in the end of Amafkid. Whenever you're mafagel, do you have to say it or can you just think it? Whenever you have machshavis, what about shalech yad and pigol? Rishonim always talk about whether you need dibur or not. V'doma da chazini bepishpesh. Maybe you look through the hole. There are tiny little holes looking into the heichal. And the Rashi says, even looking into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So maybe they looked. So Kasha, we don't answer that question. Fine. So there's no foolproof raya from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that he would be believed. What about this similar case? Somebody came in front of Rabbi Ami, a sofer, and says, I just wrote this Sefer Torah for someone, but you know what? I'm being chozer b'tshuva. I didn't write the Shemos of Hashem with Lashma. Amarlei, Sefer Torah beyond me. Who has the Sefer Torah? Rabbi Ami asked him. Amarlei, b'yavokech. I gave it to the buyer already. Amarlei says, Rabbi Ami, if that's the case, it's not b'yatcha anymore. Ne'eman ata lafzit scharecha. V'yata ne'eman lafzit Sefer Torah. Okay, we believe you. You're not getting paid. But you're not believed that it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. Amarlei, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya argues, Nehi dehifzit scharas karos. Schar de Sefer Torah kule mihifzit. He lost the schar of writing the Shemos of Hashem. What about the whole rest of the Sefer Torah? Amalei, Rabbi Ami says, "In, yeah, he blew it. Everything. Shekol Sefer Torah sheinas karas shelok suvas lishman eino shave klum. If you have a Torah with the Shemos of Hashem are all problematic, it's worth nothing." Says the Gemara, "What do you mean it's worth nothing? Didn't we have a suggestion about a month ago on Daf Chaf? V'lever alav kol mesum l'kdashay. Why don't you just write over them, trace over them with a proper kavana?" So is Rav Ami taking a stand on that machlokas and saying, we don't paskin that way? Come on. Neba delok Rabbi Yehuda, shall we say we don't hold like that Rabbi Yehuda? Titania, the Brisa says, Harisha Yasarach Lichtov Hashem and Niskavin Lichtov Yehuda. He was supposed to write Shem Hashem, the Sofer, but by mistake he had the wrong kavanah. He had kavanah to write Yehuda. But then he messed up. Vitavalo Hitabal Dallas, and he didn't put the Dallas in. So Mavra Lav Kuma, Sumakacho, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to write over it. No way. The Gemara said that that's hider mitzvah li'kufa. You can't do that. So shall we say that Rabbi Ami is rejecting the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara said, no, Raya. Afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda. It could be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion also. Ad kan lakom Rabbi Yehuda. Ela b'chad askar. Rabbi Yehuda would allow you if you messed up once or twice. Avot tekulei sefer Torah? The whole sefer Torah, all the askaris? Lo, he would not allow that. Mishum de merci kimenumar. It would look like a spotted Sefer Torah. All these mistakes that were made, and therefore it would be not be noy. And even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're not allowed to do it here. Halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Sefer Torah in Reish Ayin Vav that Aval Pisha Amar Betchilas Sefer Shekosel Hashem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Even though a Sofer says before he starts writing the Sefer Torah, I'm writing this Lishma. B'chol pam shekosef shame mehashemos she'ena nimchakim tsarech lomar shekosef l'shem kedushas Hashem v'im lo'asakein pasul. And the Shach and the Taz discuss what if you think it, you really have to be motzi b'sfasav. The Shulchan Aruch says if you don't say it, it's pasul. What if you think it, you have to be motzi b'sfasav. That's a discussion in the Nosei Kalim. Okay, finishing up. Hahuda asa l'kamid Rabbi Avahu. Amar le Sefer Torah shakasafi l'ploni. Gvilin shalolo ibadtim l'shman. The Sefer Torah that I wrote for so-and-so, I did not produce the cloth in the proper way. I didn't tan them l'shma. Amar le Sefer Torah biad me. Who has it? Amar le biad l'keach. The buyer already has it. Amar lo mitoch shatanem al hafzid scharecha. Atanem al hafzid Sefer Torah. Right? You're believed. You blew it. Right? You're believed not only that, but you're neman to be posel the Sefer Torah. Umayshtami de Rabbi Ami. What is this? Arguing Rabbi Ami? What's the difference? Why do Rabbi Ami say there's a chilik? So hasa mikla meimar ta'i bidu Rabbi Yirmiya. There you could say that this person admitting made a mistake. He thought he would get some of his money. And therefore, maybe he's lying. And that is why we don't believe him. Hacha kiva de kamafse kule agre. Here, the guy's going to lose all of his money. He's saying the Sefer Torah is the whole thing is puzzle because he didn't tan it properly. Va'asava amar, emer kushtaka amar. It must be that he's telling the truth in that case. The Rishonim discussed, the Ritva and the others, the Rosh, why did Rabbi Yavo ask him, you know, who has a Sefer Torah? Even though he didn't have a Sefer Torah, he puzzled it anyway. I'm sorry, he passed the Sefer Torah based on the words of the Sofer. So what difference does it make that it was not in his possession? So they talk about maybe he wanted to be Mefarsim, that he's believed, even though he doesn't have it's not Biyado, different deus suggestion. Okay, we'll stop here. As Shem, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle. Again, this was a completion of finishing all of this cycle of Shas from in Eretz Yisrael. As Shem, we should be able to continue on a daily basis. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.